Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. We're finally coming out of the deepest part of our Arctic freeze here in Green Bay, but not by much. Last night's frigid wind chills brought us another cold weather advisory that's in effect until noon today. Forecasters say wind chills are still in the 20 to 30 below range. We'll finally make it above zero today, all the way up to 8 degrees, and even see some sunshine today and tomorrow. But as of now, authorities say you still need to keep those safety measures in place, covering exposed skin and limiting your time outside. We'll have more coming up later in the full forecast. Hundreds of people in Green Bay braved that bitter cold yesterday to have their voices heard after a Green Bay native was killed by ICE agents over the weekend in Minneapolis. 37-year-old Alex Preddy graduated from Preble High School in 2006 and was working in Minneapolis as an ICU nurse at a veterans hospital. Preddy was shot and killed Saturday morning by a federal immigration officer at a protest in Minneapolis. Several videos taken by bystanders spread all over social and broadcast media over the weekend. Those who knew Preddy in Green Bay expressed their outrage at what they say was Preddy's kindness and concern for others that led to his death. People lining the streets of downtown Green Bay chanted, carrying signs opposing immigration enforcement. Preddy's death marks the second fatal shooting by ICE officers in Minneapolis in less than 3 weeks. A third man in the city was also shot by federal agents this month, but survived his gunshot wounds. A longtime spiritual leader here in Green Bay died over the weekend. Bishop Robert Banks was a priest for 73 years and a bishop for 40, according to the Green Bay Catholic Diocese. Banks served as Bishop of Green Bay from 1990 to 2003. Bishop Robert Banks was 97 years old. A graduate of Green Bay's Preble High School was shot and killed by ICE agents in Minneapolis Saturday morning. 37-year-old Alex Preddy graduated from Preble High School in 2006 and worked as an ICU nurse at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs in Minneapolis. A widely circulated video shows Preddy pushed to the ground by numerous federal agents before he was shot multiple times. The deadly shooting sparked outrage in the streets of Minneapolis as well as here in Green Bay, where people are remembering Preddy as a high school athlete and talented musician involved in Preble's show choir and musical productions. Mark Becker sang alongside Preddy in the Green Bay Boys Choir. He says even all these years later, news of Preddy's loss sends a shockwave through the tight-knit community both he and Preddy were a part of.
To feel that loss, you know, the disturbance in the force, if you will, of something so seismic like this touching this community, there's so many people that he impacted that are stunned, and it's so sad.
Becker describes Preddy as funny, kind, and always wanting to take care of others. He says seeing Preddy in the video helping a woman who'd been shoved to the ground by federal agents sums up the person he remembers from a very young age.
That was who I knew he was in the boy choir. And so it's not a shock that he grew up to be, you know, an ICU nurse taking care of people, because that's what he did in Green Bay. And it just pisses me off that That's what cost him his life. It's not fair.
Preddy's death marks the third shooting by federal immigration officials in Minneapolis in 17 days. An ICE officer shot and killed Renee Good, also 37, on January 7th. A week later, another man was shot by an immigration officer, but survived. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 6 above. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15 will keep that wind chill factor below zero all day today. Tonight, a little light snow, not much more than a dusting, 2 above the low tomorrow. Sunshine with a high of 10. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.